This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back to another episode of Between the Reps, and today you've just got Brooke and Devin, because we're in Thailand.
We are in Thailand, Bangkok, Thailand, to be exact, working on a little project that we can't really tell you a lot about, but we can tell you some basics.
Yeah, I did mention it, I think, on the podcast a little bit about where I was going to be going, and we are here. We've been here now for 2 weeks.
Almost three weeks.
Yeah. Time's flying by. In Thailand, the shoot had been pushed quite a bit. So originally I was supposed to be coming out in August. And funny story about that, it was pretty last minute. I had to rush to try and get my hair done, try and, you know, do some things before I'd be flying to Thailand and not be able to have that kind of help. Got my hair done, got all ready, and then the start date kept getting pushed for plenty of reasons that are way above my pay grade, so I do not know what they are. Way above my pay grade. But finally got out here, definitely worried about my hair extensions. I mean, hair's been growing. Hasn't stopped. And so far, so good. Well, not necessarily good. That was a very wrong exaggeration. So far, so fine. We are, luckily for me, Devin is here with me. She got here a day later than I did. And thank heavens that she was able to come. It's been really fun. We had the first, you know, couple weeks. It was kind of training, doing some stunt training, fight training, and then just exercising and working the script and doing things like that and trying to get ourselves a nice little routine, because it is kind of like we're on a vacation, but we're not. So it's not, unfortunately.
It's not all fun and games.
Yeah, not unfortunately, because we're really enjoying our time doing this and getting to meet a lot of really cool people, especially all the Thai people. They are lovely. Mm-hmm. Everyone we have met and had the opportunity to work with has been so wonderful that we definitely want to come back.
I don't even want to leave.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, there are a few things I'd go home for. Really, it's like the sound mind of knowing that I won't get sick when I eat something. That is the only thing, yeah. Really.
Well, our families.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, I do miss them.
Yeah.
And then I guess other than that, it would just be for some dry weather, so my hair cooperates more. I mean, throughout the day. Mm-hmm. It cooperates the same in the morning as it does in the evening. Here, it is not that. And it's very funny, actually, for them to do my hair and makeup, because difficult. I mean,
yeah.
I don't really know how else to describe it.
First hair and makeup session was yesterday.
Yes.
And it was interesting. We had to do some a rescue mission before filming started because it got big.
Yeah,
fast.
Well, when we actually never did a hair test, which it's not a big deal because there's nothing crazy with my hair. Ponytail and then wavy, you know, down
casual,
wavy.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when they did my hair, because we are in Thailand and the humidity, what they expected because of what they experienced is curl and things like that really don't hold because of the humidity. So what they did, what they always do, which is totally fine and understandable. It just wasn't right for my hair because my hair holds curl really well, especially my extension hair. And when they took my hair out, well, I was getting my makeup done in the front. There wasn't a mirror. And then hair in the back. And Devin was there with me. And I could kind of tell what he was doing with my hair. I wasn't sure what they were going to do. I could tell that he was curling it. And then I looked at Devin and I said, are they doing pin curls? And she said, yes. And I said, oh, okay. I mean, I use foam rollers. I use foam rollers. I use, what are they called?
They're the Velcro rollers.
Yeah. I use Velcro rollers. And, you know, when I first take them out, my hair's really big, but it in dry humidity, dry heat, it doesn't fall out, but it definitely relaxes like to the perfect amount. So I wasn't concerned at all. And I looked at Devin and I go, I didn't even think I said it out loud, but she read my mind and I was basically saying, how is it? And she goes, it's curled.
We can fix it.
So they finish taking my hair out. My makeup's done. And my co-star and the lead in what I'm doing, he walks in and I have not looked in the mirror, and he immediately looks at Devin and is like, I basically looked too glam. Like my hair was too tight curls and big and it wasn't for what we were doing.
Or it was beautiful. It just wasn't for the right.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't say it was beautiful on me because that style doesn't look great on me, or maybe right. It's just that I don't wear my hair that way. So that's why I didn't think it looked very good. But we went in the room to, you know, check it out, and I hadn't seen it yet. And I did see some concern in my mate's faces. And then I looked in the mirror and immediately pure panic. I mean, I felt so much panic and worry that I almost felt like I was levitating off the ground. And I immediately was just like, oh no, you got to get me a brush immediately. I have to start brushing this out and start smoothing it out. And we were able to do it. Devin, we got all the things, we went in the bathroom, and we fixed it. It went great. So that was experience number one, day one. And I will tell you, as soon as that was happening, it felt like I was having an absolute tantrum on the inside of me. I wasn't necessarily saying everything, but I was very worried. I was very concerned. Because I'm doing something I've never done. Like, I have done this before, but I haven't done this before. And I haven't had a part where I am a supporting lead and I am have a lot of dialogue. And so just the extra stress was really, and we were crunched for time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a lot of time to do it.
We're on a very tight time.
Very tight schedule. So, but hey, with all that said, it went great. And then we finished at 5 a.m. and then we went back to our hotel, got to our hotel about 6,
mm-hmm.
would you say?
Yeah.
Showered, ordered food, and before the food got there, I was asleep in bed. Fell asleep by 6:30, and then I woke up, my eyes popped open, and had to go pee at 10:30, and wish I could have slept a little bit longer, but the AC in our bedroom went out.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So I was really hot, and I love that I'm about to say, like, and you guys know how hot I get. As if you guys really all know, but if you don't know, now you do. I run hot.
Well,
I'm a furnace.
That, and with no air movement.
And the humidity.
And the humidity, it's like sleeping in a steam room, basically. But hopefully that's fixed when we get back tonight.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
We had about 2 weeks here where we were not working 24/7. So we were able to take a little trip to Phuket, which is an island south of Bangkok. I believe it's south. Anyways, we had a fantastic time.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend Thailand to anyone who's looking for an adventure to Southeast Asia. It is a really, really, really beautiful place. Really neat place.
Yeah, you know.
Lots of different types of regions here. There's jungle, there's city, there's island, and it's just
water's beautiful.
Yeah.
We went snorkeling in Phuket, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really cool.
The color of the water is one of the things that impressed me the most, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That water was just, even in our photos, though, it doesn't do it justice.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely beautiful.
Yep. Would you say teal? It's like
aqua teal.
Aqua teal. Yeah. It is. Beautiful. And the limestone cliffs are unreal.
Yeah.
I always wanted to come to Phuket. That's where I always wanted to go, because I would see some pictures and wanted to go to Phuket. Fast forward many years, and we went to Bali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we left Bali,
I had no desire to go back.
I had no desire to go anywhere.
Yeah. But especially there.
Yeah. You know, I got brutally sick. Devin got brutally sick. I don't know how her mosquito bites didn't get infected. I will say we have been bitten here, but it's not the same. It was, I mean, rough in Bali. And there are a lot of mosquitoes here, and we do have bites, but we haven't had as extreme of a reaction as we did in Bali, or I do, in Florida. So...
Hey, here's a travel tip, guys. If you do come to Thailand, don't bring your own bug spray. They have a local bug spray that they sell at 7-Eleven or any kind of, you know, convenience store that's
natural.
An all-natural, and it works fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great.
We were kind of skeptical because it is all-natural, and a lot of times, like, in Bali, the all-natural stuff didn't work at all.
No.
Not even deep worked. But but here, the local bug spray works.
Yeah. Not only that, but at the 7-Eleven here, the options for like single serving skincare packs is incredible.
Yeah. The skincare and makeup here is amazing.
I really enjoyed being in Bangkok. Everything that I've... Even while we're here, me and Devin have really been still trying to research, you know, look into all the different activities or places to see or things to do, and then trying to find reviews, because we don't have free time. We did when we first got here. So now if we do have free time, it's kind of like we have to be very particular about what we would want to do, which is turning into not a lot. Our one free day was when we went to Phuket, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And I'm so happy that we're here. And we will definitely I mean, hopefully. We would love to come back.
Mm-hmm. I'm planning on it in the future.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to come back.
It is. And then as far as anyone who is like, what's it cost-wise? Very affordable. And also could be more expensive. Mm-hmm. It really is. There's options for anyone's budget. And we didn't, because we're here for work, we never looked into like Airbnbs and things like that, but I'm sure there's tons of great options. And we have been going to the market and buying stuff and starting to like, you know, make our own breakfast and just have things around. I will tell you that, and we could be like a rare case. There's a lot of people that travel here, and I know a lot of people that have never had anything bad to say about getting sick or anything like that. But we have to be safe. We've stayed away from vegetables.
Fresh vegetables,
yeah. If they're not cooked. Any fruit that we can't cut, like that's not, you know, that has a rind
enclosed,
on it.
Yeah.
If it has a rind, then we're good there. Our hotel in Phuket and here in Bangkok, the plugs, the outlets, are already set up where like our US plugs can just go right in. Which was really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they have? I had something in mind, and now I can't think of it.
Well, and the market, like, I was, and I don't think I shared this with Brooke at all, but I was, like, a little bit intimidated going into the market because everything's primarily written in Thai.
Mm-hmm.
But they have everything that you could need, and, I mean, eggs are eggs, right? Everything's very fresh. Like the produce section is
beautiful.
Amazing. Yes.
Beautiful.
It is so beautiful. And, everything's very fresh, and the meats and the fish are all just like fresh and, grass fed, organic.
Yeah. You have a lot of options. Australian beef here and New Zealand, I'm not going to lie to you. There are a lot of things that I would urge you to steer clear from, more so just for like to not get sick. But I don't know. Will I ever try squid jerky? Probably not. Will I ever go on a food market tour? No.
No.
Some of you are probably listening to this and maybe you've been to Thailand. You're like, well, I went on one. It was amazing. Yes, that's awesome. If you guys are here and you want to do it, go and do it. They have tons of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and do, like, they have tours for, like, the food markets. I got really sick when I did a food tour in Bali. So PTSD, I think, has been one of the biggest hinders, I guess, to me trying something different or doing something, eating something different or new. Because I really do not want to be puking and public restrooms
ever again. If anybody's listening though, Brooke's here for another couple of weeks, and if you want to send us an email with suggestions of things to do or things not to do, please feel free.
Oh, please do.
BetweenTheReps@gmail.com.
I did find there are, I think, like 5 or 6 CrossFit gyms in Bangkok. And that's probably the only thing I'll be going to do once Devin leaves me. Try that out.
Yeah.
But the hotel gym is pretty great.
It is. It really is.
Oh, and it has, so our favorite thing, our routine. Down in the gym, tons of cardio equipment, machines, free weights. And they have like a little dance studio for like yoga. And they do... you can hire a personal trainer. They have personal trainers there. You can take the dance class, the yoga class, but they have a locker room, sauna, and steam room. And it is amazing. We work out, we get really sweaty. Get in the sauna, steam, and then take a cold shower.
Yeah.
I mean,
we look forward to it every day.
When we finish that, we're like, so our day, you want to do anything else today? Is there anything else you want to do today?
Maybe go to one of the couple dozen malls around here?
Or just go to the spa.
Yeah.
Oh, get a Thai massage.
That's the other thing, guys, is
once you get a massage here, it's ruined me, I think. I mean, before I got here, every massage I've gotten, seriously, I have walked out of there upset a little bit that I paid for it. And you do not have that problem here. Very strong hands.
And
knees and feet in there, you know?
I mean, they put their back into it.
Oh, yeah.
they get up on the table with you.
Dude, the first massage I had when they popped my back, I don't even know what kind of noise I made. And I started laughing. And the woman, she was so sweet, who was doing my massage, she started laughing. So we're both sitting on the table. She's behind me. And I've got my, like, towel around me and my boobs are hanging out. I look like a mama gorilla. Hunched over, trying to get my hands where I'm supposed to, and she's rocking me around, trying to, you know, loosen me up, and then just cracks you. And it surprised me so much. I was laughing, and then this wonderful woman, Thai woman, is laughing, and maybe wondering why I was laughing, but... Oh, are they coming? Might want to unlock that door.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be back. All right, sorry, I actually can't remember what we were talking about, because... the production team was coming in to ask me a couple questions and see what I wanted to do. So, this just in. We've got a few hours, I do, until we shoot my stuff today. And they're going to take us to get a massage. So we're going to hang up with y'all because we got better things to do. No, we're going to go and get a foot massage or something like that. And then we'll come back and make sure I'm all ready, and then we'll start shooting, and we'll probably wrap. Either they'll let me go early, or if the stuff that we start shooting at 5, there is a good chance it won't wrap until we're done. So we'll be here till 5 in the morning.
Yep.
And then we'll go to, but we have a free day tomorrow.
Yay!
Yeah.
We're going to sleep part of that.
We are going to sleep. Well, I'm going to try to sleep.
I will definitely
sleep. Devin will sleep.
Work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Maybe get a facial.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. Thai massages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very affordable. I just want to put that out there.
Yes.
That they are incredible and very affordable. So, if you ever find yourself in Thailand.
And the manicures.
Mm-hmm.
Really, just when you're looking for places to go to here, just look them up and look at reviews. Don't think that the place has to be in like a nicer hotel or something like that for it to be good. I got my nails done at a very nice hotel that we loved staying at in Phuket, and it wasn't great. It was not good, but it was fine. It did the job until we got back and I could get another one to try and keep my nails looking somewhat decent. But this place we went to in the, this mall called Ramathri, was it at Ramathri?
Mm-hmm.
At Ramathri, it's a really close walk to from our hotel. And they, before they put any nail polish on, just after they cleaned everything up and your cuticles and everything, Devin, how good did our nails look?
They looked so good. It was probably the best manicure I've ever had.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're here, get a manicure. I really would like a pedicure, but I lost my big toenail.
That's another story for another day.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow on our day off, we'll record another one.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, to be honest, if you really didn't quite enjoy this episode, it's fine. We get it. We do know that this is rushed. It's in the middle of our night and work day. And yeah, but hopefully... we get some emails because we would love some information.
Yes.
If you've been to Thailand, mostly Bangkok, because that's where I am, please, please share with us all the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the products or things that you found or discovered while you were here that you maybe feel like you don't want to live without. We would love to know that too.
Yes. And on our next episode, maybe we can talk about some of the products that we found that we really like.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
All right, guys, until next time.
Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, and a 5-star warning. Although this, you know, this didn't need a warning, but we're still gonna give it.
We didn't drop any F-bombs, I
know.
No,
I've really been trying to watch my tongue.
That might have been that might be a first.
I think it is. Micah Gina's not on here.
Probably. We love you, Gina. We miss you.
We love you, we miss you, and we know you probably aren't gonna listen to this, but. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Oh, and sorry, we don't have a video. Couldn't take one. We're doing this off of our phone with the time that we have available. So,
bye, guys.
See you, bye.